Welcome to Chemistry Unboxed, where each episode unravels the chemical curiosities of our natural world and its elements in an exciting way. Today, we're delving into the world of good smells, exploring the chemistry of what is considered to be some of the top delightful fragrances we experience around us. Let's kick off our olfactory hit list with the aroma of freshly mown grass. Ah, the quintessential scent of summer. But did you know, beneath that pleasant aroma lies a chemical SOS? When grass is cut, it releases airborne green leaf volatiles, signaling distress and attracting protective or possibly opportunistic insects. Nature's cry for help, disguised as a delightful fragrance. The key compounds found in the aroma of freshly mown grass are a group of oxygen-containing hydrocarbons, such as aldehydes, alcohols, ketones, and esters. Also hexanol, an alcohol with a slightly floral and herbaceous smell. Then is limonene, a cyclic monoterpene with a citrusy, lemon-like scent. Moving on to my favorite, the aroma of freshly baked bread is a result of a complex interaction of various compounds and reactions. When the bread dough is exposed to heat, the Maillard reaction occurs between amino acids and reducing sugars, resulting in the formation of a wide range of delicious smells that add to the yummy aroma. These compounds include furans, pyrazines, and thiols. During fermentation of the bread, yeast metabolizes sugars in the dough, producing carbon dioxide and ethanol as byproducts, adding to the comforting allure. Other smells are wafted around during baking, adding their bit to the mix. Smells from aldehydes, ketones, and esters form through lipid oxidation and cooking. The smelly thiols and other sulfur-containing characters present add a yeasty or sulfury smell. These compounds, the recipe, and added spices work together to create the irresistible and nostalgic aroma of freshly baked bread, especially when hearing the sound of the slicing a freshly baked warm loaf. Our next smell is a favorite pantry staple, vanilla, derived in nature from orchids. Vanilla's milky fragrance, thanks to the aldehyde vanillin, is comforting and captivating, a smell that soothes the soul. Vanillin is a phenolic aldehyde responsible for its sweet, creamy, and slightly floral scent. Vanillin is often used in perfumery and cosmetics. In addition to vanillin, vanilla beans contain an incredible array of aromatic compounds. These other compounds also contribute to the complexity and depth of vanilla's aroma, enhancing its richness and fullness. Vanillin was first synthesized in 1874 by the German chemists Thiemann and Hamann from isoeugenol found in pine bark.
A song about vanilla ice cream even made it to Broadway.
Ice cream, he brought me ice cream, vanilla ice cream.
Leather now takes the spotlight, with its rugged dominant aroma and that irresistible creaking sound, when you sit, wear, lay or caress its wonderful timeless texture. Crafted from animal skin, this durable material exudes an irresistible allure, attracting admirers like bees to honey. It's a scent that commands attention. The distinct smell of leather is primarily attributed to a group of organic compounds that are released from the material as it ages and undergoes various chemical transformations. These chemicals are gradually released from the material, contributing to its characteristic odor, creating the familiar scent that is often described as leathery or musky. Other compounds such as aldehydes and ketones arise from the breakdown of fats and proteins in the leather, as well as from the oxidation of natural oils and waxes present in the material. This unique scent is one of the defining characteristics of leather and is often associated with quality, craftsmanship, and luxury. Listen carefully to the next 20 seconds as the actor James Cagney recites a definitive description of leather from the 1950 film West Point Story, Brilliant.
If the fresh skin of an animal, cleaned and divested of all hairs, fat, and other extraneous matter, be immersed in a dilute solution of tannic acid, a chemical compound ensues. The gelatinous tissue of the skin is converted into a non-putrescible substance, impervious to and insoluble in water. This, sir, is leather.
To give us a short break, Annie has chosen this song for you. Hope you join us for part two of Good Smells.
Let's smell the flowers. Let's smell the flowers. Let's smell the flowers and calm down. Let's smell the flowers. Let's smell the flowers. Let's smell smell the flowers. Let's smell the flowers. Let's smell the flowers and calm down.
That was a delightful little song, written and performed by Ali Peel and intended to relax you.
I hope you've joined us again for part two of Chemistry Unboxed to continue with good smells. Next, we have the cozy embrace of warm, clean laundry. Freshness in every fold. Thanks to the magic of detergent and fabric softener, it's like wrapping yourself in a hug. The compound responsible for the fresh, clean scent of laundry, particularly when dried outdoors, is primarily caused by a 6-carbon aldehyde 3-hexanal, also known as leaf aldehyde. When laundry is dried outdoors on the Old Hills hoist, it is exposed to the open air, allowing volatile compounds present in the environment to interact and be absorbed by most fabrics. Laundry has a natural, refreshing scent that is often preferred over the artificial fragrances found in most laundry detergents and fabric softeners. Now let's step outside and savor the wonderful scent of summer rain. Known as petrichor, this earthy fragrance accompanies rainfall after a dry spell, cleansing the air and our spirits. A symphony of nature's perfume, petrichor, often described as the earthy scent that accompanies rainfall after a dry spell, is a fascinating natural phenomenon. The term petrichor itself is derived from the Greek words petra, meaning stone, and ichor, a fluid that flows in veins of gods. The distinct aroma of petrichor is primarily from a combination of organic compounds released by soil-dwelling bacteria, fungi, and plant oils. Geosmin and 2-methylisoborneol are the main chemicals that give the characteristic earthy and musty aroma associated with freshly plowed soil, the smell of beets, some freshwater algae, and rain. Most humans can smell it at very low levels, an amazing 1/6 billionth of a gram in a 100,000-litre swimming pool. These compounds are absorbed by porous materials such as rocks, soil, and clay, where they accumulate and become trapped during periods of dry weather. When rain falls, the impact of raindrops on the ground disrupts the soil structure, causing the release of these trapped compounds and aerosols into the air. Petrichor is a remarkable example of the intricate relationships between microorganisms and the environment, highlighting the profound influence of chemistry on our sensory experience of the natural world. Now, who can forget the invigorating aroma of the sea breeze? Like a breath of fresh air, it sweeps away stress and negativity, leaving behind only serenity. Nature's tranquilizer, straight from the ocean. The delightful scent of the sea breeze comes from a mix of chemicals released by marine life. Key contributing chemicals are dimethyl sulfide from phytoplankton. Halogenated compounds like methyl iodide are released by algae. They add a salty tang. Geosmin appears again, produced by bacteria and algae. It adds an earthy tone to the ocean. Then terpenes are involved, produced by marine life. Finally, there are aldehydes and ketones, resulting from ocean organic matter breakdown, enhancing the overall aroma. We won't mention the smell of decaying fish, triethylamine, as it is usually not around in the marine environment long enough to be all that offensive. All these elements blend to form the refreshing aroma of the sea breeze with a little splash of ozone. A gift to our nostrils is blooming flowers, filling the air with their intoxicating perfume. From lilies to lavender, each blossom carries a promise of romance and renewal. Since we will have a program dedicated to perfumes later, we will focus only on lavender and its two major smell chemicals. One is linalool, a terpene alcohol found in many flowers and spice plants. It has a floral, sweet aroma with hints of citrus. The other is linalyl acetate, a terpene derivative. Acetate contributes to lavender's floral and slightly fruity smell. We had the pleasure of the CEO of Bridstow Lavender Farm, Robert Ravens, sharing insights to questions we emailed him. Annie, my research assistant, will read his answers for you. Annie, could you give us the history of the Lavender Farm and its origins, as shared by Robert?
The Lavender Farm started in 1919 when Charles Denny, an accountant in the UK, sourced seeds from the French Alps. He had an excellent nose for fragrance. High-quality lavender oil was in demand and supplies were depleted by the First World War. Denny reasoned that lavender could be grown and distilled outside Europe. There would be a ready market. The oil from the home of fine alpine lavender, Lavandula angustifolia, from Provence, that is grown at 40 degrees north of the equator, met the high standards. The Dennys chose northern Tasmania, 40 degrees south of the equator, as their starting point, in North Lilydale. In 1935, lavender oil from Bridstow Estate supplied Yardley, then world leader in cosmetics and fragrances. In 1947, relocated to Nabala, flourishing through innovation. Using advanced genetic selection, the five best cultivars were propagated in 1975, passing to new owners in 1989. In 2007, returned to private ownership. Tourism forming a minor part of business until 2009, then Asia was introduced to the delights of Bridstow Estate through a now iconic lavender ice cream and the introduction of Bobby the Bear, who has become our ambassador.
Do you cultivate various lavender varieties, and do you have a personal favourite?
Only Lavandula angustifolia is cultivated at Bridstow Estate. This is often incorrectly called English lavender. However, its genetic origins are actually from the mountains in Provence where it thrives. There are five clones grown at the estate. These were selected for their fragrance and vigour from thousands of seedlings over more than 50 years. Today, Myra, Jennifer, Philippa, Anne and the Elizabeth Bridstow varieties thrive at Nabala. I can't claim a favourite as individual oils are blended after distillation to form Bridstow 100, which is regarded by many as the most beautiful lavender oil in the world.
How is the lavender processed on your farm? And is it something visitors can witness?
Bridstow Estate opens all year round and visitors can witness all aspects of life on the farm. There is the spectacular summer flowering from December to February and harvesting and distillation from January through March. Also soil and crop management from March to May and planting for those interested from May to July.
That was Robert Raven, CEO of Bridstow Lavender Farm. Thank you for your great feedback. I'm sure that we'll talk again soon, sharing experiences of this wonderful farm right here at our back door, especially your exciting work on recycling Huon pine waste. Our last popular smell is the majestic aroma of campfires, a symphony of smoke and wood, invoking memories of shared moments and endless summer nights. Gather round and let the flames ignite your senses.
Once a jolly swagman
came. The main chemical smells produced by campfires are smelly aldehydes, ketones, and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. These are formed during incomplete combustion of organic materials and can be released in campfire smoke. Please note, some components of the smoke are considered carcinogenic and pose health risks. I hope you enjoyed this program on good smells. Remember, these smells are served up free by our natural world, and it costs nothing to smell the roses. Join us next time on Chemistry Unboxed, where we'll uncover more mysteries hidden within the molecules of everyday life. Until then, keep sniffing out those unforgettable scents.
This program was researched, written, and recorded by Dennis Klump.